Vicky gave him the tape at the reunion on the Friday, and so after listening to it the next day, I phoned him up, and this is the call that we made.
Chillington 571.
Oh, hello. Is take your time there, please. It's Ron Treadgold.
Oh, just a moment.
Yep, sir.
Hello, Ron.
Hello, Dick. I won't keep you a second, mate. Just to say thank you ever so much for that tape. It's marvellous. I mean, your recall is absolutely fantastic. Yeah, lots of stuff there. I've heard that for the first time, and I was there about that time, but I never, you know, you'd been around. But anyway, I won't keep you just to say thanks a lot. And
Can you make it a bit better sounding, because I know it's a bit hesitant in places.
Oh, well, if I go through it, I can.
I didn't have time to, wipe it and do it again.
No. Oh, no, it's wonderful. Even there, I might sort of, if I make a copy, sort of close the gaps up a bit, but I don't think it really matters, you know.
No.
It's great as it is. And have you got, did you get it from an original manuscript you made?
I think I've still got it,
Don't
I've got it in a notebook, yeah.
Yeah, well, hang on to that, mate. I think it's the best a contemporary account of the place in wartime years.
Actually, I've done an article about 7 pages of script that I gave to Norman yesterday about the lab pre-war.
Oh,
not quite the same,
yes.
But, you know, with a different aspect to it, about all the fact that he... sort of modern days against them, because I don't know whether you realise it, but we never had such a thing as an electric motor. The only electricity was the heating, lighting,
lighting,
and that was DC.
We didn't
have any AC until after the war.
Oh, yes.
It was all DC.
Oh, I like the novel normal.
We ran the plastic propellant plant at first. The incorporators were the same incorporators used for Cordite.
Oh, yes.
And we had 30 horsepower DC motors.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was a DC supply from inside the factory, was it? From the...
Oh, yes, the powerhouse made their own DC.
Oh, yes. Okay,
at one time they made their own gas, but I think that was
discontinued. Oh, yes, the gas works was around by the boathouse or somewhere, wasn't it?
Yeah,
there
was a gas works, yeah. And, of course, we made charcoal and stuff around there as well.
Oh, yes, yeah.
The other, you know, sort of things was the fact that everything was man-powered, the vacuum pump for VS Stabilities.
Yes. Oh, what?
They're
called Gehrig pumps, weren't they? Was that Gehrig or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know, but they had two wheels on like a...
Oh, yes, you had just had to
And the temperature was about 120 in there while you were pumping it down.
Oh, yes.
A point that I haven't made, really, was the fact that we used to leave home about 8 in the morning and didn't get back till half past 10 at night.
Was it as long as that, the hours?
We started work at 8:30.
Yeah. Mm.
And we went to classes from half past 6 till half past 9.
Right. Yes, that was added on, wasn't it? But, yes, because you couldn't get any time off, could you? There's no time off for classes.
Well, we were allowed to go 3 hours early.
Oh, that was 3 hours early?
A week.
Oh, yes.
We had to take an hour and 10 minutes for lunch because the old man couldn't cycle home to Freeswater and back in left.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, well, anyway, it's a brilliant account. Thanks ever so much for your efforts.
What I intended to do was to do a sort of history of plastic propellant.
Yes.
And its achievements in the time that I was there, because it had started during the war
a little bit,
but it was very primitive when I took over in 1945.
Oh, yes. Mm, yeah.
You know.
Well, if you do get the time to jot down a few notes, you know, it's all...
Well, what I thought I'd do is to make another tape, you see.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, if it's as good as this one, it'd be very marvellous.
It's such a long while since we used our music centre at all.
Yes.
And I had to look sort round, and in fact, one of my sons has lent me a microphone to plug in.
Oh, yes.
And he wants it back by Christmas, so I have to do it before
then. Lovely. Yeah. Okay, mate, well, then, I'll be in touch with you and...
Did Jimmy agree to do a DGN
I went round yesterday giving them...
Jimmy Smith,
yeah. I went round yesterday giving them those I thought were potential, you know, little invitations.
The point is that he did make nitric esters in a continuous Schmidt nitrator at Edmondsey, and nobody else did. I mean, he's the only one who could possibly do it.
Oh, Jimmy was, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Before he left for Aldermaston,
It was a jolly good day yesterday, wasn't it? It's nice to see you there. I mean,
there are a lot of people missing. I expected to see.
Let's put it that whoever they were, even the halt and the lame, did their best to get down there.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's a pity about a poor old Peggy Gcock being taken. You know, being.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't feeling that he. They missed out so much.
Yes, I did. Compared with
us, I mean, we've had 20 good years for retirement.
Yes,
but as far as I
keep
make
going
it,
right up to the last minute, you know, it's
for what? I mean, what are you going to have of it? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm as one of the deprived ones in retiring at the wrong time. I'm about £5,000 a year worse off than other PSOs.
Yeah,
but I mean,
so what? I mean, you've got your time.
No, but the point is just that we live very comfortably and we have plenty of money left over to go on holidays.
So
and
do I,
what?
Exactly. Yes.
So what?
So what do you want?
What do you want to work for?
I think there's a saying, a Chinese saying I read somewhere, that if all the rivers of all the world were turned to liquid gold, man would still not have enough.
I don't want to win the lottery, so I don't enter, you see.
I never do. I couldn't care less. That's about all that. But as you say, we've got enough to make ourselves comfortable, and that's all we need. The most important thing in life is good health. There's nothing more important than that.
Well, this is it. I mean, the point is this. If we're able to keep ourselves fairly fit, if you start the right way, I mean, we're always doing something. I mean, we don't have any spare time.
That's the same as me. It's always, Okay, then, Dick. All right.
Yeah,
I'll be in touch
Ron.
With you again anyway. Yeah. Thanks a lot, mate. Tell us now. Bye-bye.